Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977.
Well, hog futures closed sharply lower in the first four contracts yesterday, hammered by bearish fundamentals and active bear spreading. Cattle contracts settled mixed with nearbys losing ground to the deferreds. Now, although a few northern cattle buyers left some bids on the table yesterday, at least here and there, for the most part, feedlot country remained a closed library, very quiet. Some asking prices reported $110 in our part of the country. Now, according to the closing report, the national hog base is about $1.12 lower yesterday. The corn futures fractionally higher, and the stock market was lower, with the Dow off about 53 points. Now, the live cattle futures, they settled on a mixed basis yesterday, with prices ranging from 40 cents higher to about 85 cents lower, but clearly the damages could have been worse. Selling tied to profit-taking and long liquidation seemed more determined and consistent through the session. Now, the feeder cattle contracts closed lower as well, with settlements ranging from 10 cents higher to $1.40 lower yesterday. Now, on the grains, Thursday started out in the red, but technical-driven trading throughout the day pushed grain prices slightly higher at the close. The wheat prices entered another day of technical buying, with December Chicago soft red winter wheat hitting highs not seen since mid-August. Even so, funds have a large net short position, which leaves some upside exposed to short covering. On the corn futures, those prices inched forward in December 2017 and March 2018 futures, as they both picked up about a half cent to close at 350 and a quarter to 363, respectively. In the latest USDA export sales report, corn export sales posted old crop sales totaling 20.7 million bushels, which was below last week's totals. The soybean prices continue to be caught between bullish export demand news and bearish high world stocks. Prices inched ahead yesterday, with November 2017 futures going about three quarters of a penny higher to close at 970 and three quarters. We'll check all your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle down 85 at 110.10. The December was down 5 cents, 116.20. Feeder cattle October down 140 at 155.87. And the November contract was down 72 cents at 156.82. October hogs down 132 at 57.32. And December was down 212 at 57.80. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December up 1.5 cents, 449.5. March up 1.5 at 467.5. Chicago wheat, December up 2.75 at 452.5. The March was up 2.25 at 472. December corn up a quarter penny at 350 and a quarter, and the March was up a half at 363. November soybeans up three quarters at 970 and three quarters, and January's up a half penny at 981. On the cotton futures, October up 44 points, 69.48. December down 4, 68.21. November crude is down 14 at 50.41. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.